This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It wasn't what was expected. Employers added just 114,000 jobs in July. Forecasters had expected to see 175,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. Economist Gus Fauché is with PNC Financial Services Group.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates that we've seen in the U.S. economy over the past few years.
Those three Americans who are back in the U.S. now after being released in a prisoner swap with Russia are at a military base in Texas now for medical evaluations.
American Paul Whelan has decided on one thing after being held by Russia since December 2018.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm home. Yeah. I'm never going back there again.
Whelan, who was serving a 16-year prison sentence after being convicted of espionage, says his detention in Russia was pure nonsense.
I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the Army, a secret agent for DIA. This is the nonsense narrative they came up with. They wouldn't let it go.
Whelan and journalists Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kermesheva will spend time on Joint Base San Antonio, Texas, being checked by doctors and getting some rest. The three Americans were part of a multinational prisoner swap that set 24 people free. I'm Donna Warder.
This morning, Moscow's admitting for the first time that some of the Russians held in the West were from its security services. A lot of us are going to be feeling the heat today. The National Weather Service calling it dangerous. The heat wave hitting much of the East Coast, Southeast, and Northwest through tonight. The temperature in Sacramento tomorrow may hit 104. Gas is $3.48 a gallon as you start your weekend. This is AP News. Now to the NFL. A federal judge has overturned a jury verdict in what's called the Sunday Ticket lawsuit. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with the latest on this story.
A federal judge overturned a jury's $4.7 billion verdict in the class action lawsuit filed by Sunday Ticket subscribers against the NFL and granted judgment to the NFL. A U.S. district judge has ruled that the testimony of two witnesses for the subscribers had flawed methodologies and should have been excluded. The jury on June 27th awarded the damages to residential and commercial subscribers after it ruled that the NFL violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service. It's likely that the plaintiffs will again appeal to the Ninth Circuit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chipmaker Intel is cutting 15% of its workforce. That's about 15,000 jobs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.